Welcome back, producers. In this lesson, we're going deep into a really musical dark side DNB trick, humanizing a Re space using groove pull moves in Ableton Live 12, but doing it in a way that still keeps the low end locked and proper. This is all about that jungle and old school drum and bass vibe, where the bass feels alive, a little haunted, a little unstable, but still tight enough to shake a system. The main idea is simple. If your Re is too perfect, too gridlocked, it starts sounding like a loop instead of a performance. But if you just randomize everything, it turns into a mess. So the goal here is controlled movement. We want the bass to breathe. We want it to lean with the drums. We want it to feel like a tired machine playing with feeling. And the key to doing that in a smart way is splitting the bass into two parts. Keep the sub clean, mono, and solid. Then put all the humanization, swing, and movement into the mid layer. That way the foundation stays rock steady, while the character layer can shift around a little and bring the vibe to life. Let's start by building the patch. Load up Wavetable or Operator on a MIDI track. If you go with Wavetable, start with a Sawn Oscillator 1, maybe 2 to 4 unison voices, just enough to tune to get that dark Re spread. Add a second oscillator with another saw or a triangle, detune it slightly differently, and keep it lower in volume so it supports the first oscillator instead of fighting it. Then run that through a low-pass filter, something around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the note range and how dark you want it. A touch of drive helps, and a slow LFO moving the cutoff is great for keeping the sound from sitting still. If you prefer Operator, use a couple of harmonically rich oscillators. Detune them gently, then shape the tone with a filter or with auto filter after the synth. Either way, the goal is the same, a thick, slightly unstable reese with enough harmonic content to react nicely to groove and filtering. Now build the processing chain. A solid starting point is synth into saturator, then auto filter, then chorus ensemble, then EQ8, then utility. Use saturator lightly, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, with soft clipping if you need a little extra control. Auto filter can do the movement later. Chorus ensemble should stay subtle, because we want width and motion, not a blurry mess. EQ8 helps clean up harshness and shape the low end. Utility is there for width control and mono management. Now here's the important part. Split the bass into two tracks. Make one track for the sub and one track for the Reese mids. Copy the same MIDI clip to both tracks, but treat them very differently. On the sub track, keep it simple. Use a sine wave or a clean sub source and operator or analog. Keep it mono. Don't add chorus, don't add wide effects, and don't apply groove to it. This is the anchor. This is what locks to the kick and gives the track its physical weight. If needed, low pass or high pass carefully so it stays focused in the bottom range, usually somewhere under 80 to 120 Hz depending on the tune. On the Reese mid track, that's where all the personality lies. High pass it around 90 to 140 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Then add the movement, distortion, filtering, and groove. Now write a simple bass line. Don't overcomplicate it. For old school jungle and dark side DNB, a two-bar phrase with a few well-placed notes usually hits harder than a busy pattern. Think root note, then a syncopated hit, then maybe a short pickup into the next bar. Leave space for the breakbeat. Let the drums breathe. The best bass lines in this style often feel like they're talking to the snare rather than sitting on top of it. Once the MIDI is in place, open the groove pool in Ableton. This is where we start turning the loop from mechanical into human. You can use a built-in groove, pull something from the MIDI groove library, or even extract groove from a breakbeat if you want that more authentic jungle swing. That last option is gold if you're working with chop drums, because the bass starts moving with the same language as the break. For a dark DNB feel, keep the swing subtle. Start with timing around 20 to 40%, random between 0 and 10%, and velocity around 0 to 20% unless you really want dynamic accents. The trick is not to destroy the rhythm. You want a lean, a pull, a little human hesitation. You do not want the bass line wobbling around like it's falling apart. Apply the groove to the Reese mid clip only. Leave the sub alone. That's a really important detail. The sub needs to stay phase stable and lock to the grid. The mid layer can arrive a little late, push a little ahead, or sit just behind the pocket. That separation is what gives you that proper depth and tension. Now go into the MIDI editor and shape the note lengths. This is where a lot of people stop too early. Timing is only half of groove. Note length matters just as much. Make some notes longer so they feel like they're swelling. Make the short notes snappier and more percussive. If every note is the same length, the bass sounds pasted in. But if you vary the articulation, it starts sounding performed. A good rule of thumb is to use longer holds for the main phrase notes, shorter values for the syncopated stabs, and slightly shortened pickups. That contrast gives the ear something to latch onto. It's one of those small details that makes a bassline feel expensive. Velocity is another layer of expression. If your synth responds to velocity, use it. Make the strong notes a little more intense, ghost notes quieter, and offbeat hits slightly accented. If velocity doesn't directly affect amplitude, map it to filter cutoff, wave eatable position, or saturation drive. Even tiny velocity variation can make the line feel hand-played instead of copied and pasted. Now for the advanced part, microtiming. In addition to groove pool timing, try adding a tiny track delay to the resmid layer. Something like +3 to +12 milliseconds can make the bass feel like it's leaning behind the drums in a really tasty way. This is especially effective in jungle, where that slight drag can create a moody, rolling pocket. But be careful, too much delay and the bass just sounds late instead of intentional. You can also automate movement across the phrase. Try shifting filter cutoff, resonance, or saturation drive at the end of every two bars. That kind of phrase-level automation feels musical because it behaves like a player reacting to the track, not like random motion thrown on top. If you want a more authentic old-school jungle feel, try extracting groove from a breakbeat. Load a break loop, right-click it, extract the groove, and apply that groove to the mid-bass clip. Then reduce the amount until it feels subtle and musical. This works beautifully when the drums already have chopped energy, because the bass will naturally lock into that same swing language. Now let's talk about tone control, because humanized bass can get messy if you don't keep it focused. A useful mid-layer chain is EQ8, saturator, autofilter, chorus ensemble, maybe dynamic tube or drum bus if you want more aggression, and then utility. High pass the mids, distort after filtering for more controlled bite, and keep the widening under control so the low end doesn't smear. The sub should stay the sub. The res layer should add energy, texture, and motion without stepping on the foundation. One thing I really want you to think about is groove as a performance curve, not a fixed setting. Don't feel like the whole tune needs the same swing amount from start to finish. In the intro, maybe the groove is lighter. In the drop, bring it up a little. In a variation section, change the groove feel or shift the note placement slightly. That makes the track feel like it's evolving instead of just looping. Another pro move is to keep one anchor note per phrase fully tight. Even when the rest of the mid layer is swung or delayed a little, having one note land dead on the grid gives the listener a reference point. That one stable moment makes the surrounding movement feel more intentional and more musical. Also, always check the bass in mono. If your timing changes cause phase weirdness between the sub and the mids, you'll lose power fast. The groove should create feel, not compromise the low end. Test the patch against the snare pocket too. In old school jungle, the bass often feels best when it lands around the snare energy instead of fighting it head on. A really good practice exercise is to build a two-bar loop with 4 to 6 notes total, one held note, a couple of short syncopated hits, and then apply groove only to the mid layer. Set the timing around 20-35%, add a tiny track delay, keep the sub clean, and automate the filter across the two bars. Then listen to the same loop three ways, with no groove, with groove only, and with groove plus note length edits and delay. You'll hear how each layer adds to the feeling. And if you want to push this even further, resample the groove once it's working. Freeze and flatten it or record it to audio, chop it up, nudge a few hits manually, and then reprocess it. That's how you can get that broken, slightly messy, old DAT tape energy that MIDI alone sometimes misses. So to recap the core method, build a split sub and mid re system, keep the sub locked and mono, apply groove pool swing to the mid layer only, vary note lengths and velocities, use tiny delay and automation for phrase movement, and keep the whole thing tight against the breakbeat. The philosophy is simple: humanize the movement, not the foundation. Do that well, and your res stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a living thing. Dark, heavy, haunted, and rolling with real jungle attitude. That's the vibe.